I think now it's most people's pick just because of all the momentum Affleck and company have gotten with the awards leading up to the Oscars. A lot of people are saying, well, everyone just feels sorry for Ben Affleck. You know, he didn't get a director nomination for the Academy Awards, but they feel sorry for him and they're giving him this stuff. That's not how it works. You know, you don't just feel sorry for someone and give them all of these huge awards. I saw the movie months ago. I came out of it. I said, that's going to win Best Picture. Turned out to be my number one pick of 2012. But there's other things that lead into that. I think Argo is the clear front runner. But the interesting thing is, not since 1989, when Driving Miss Daisy won Best Picture, and then Oliver Stone won Best Director for a different movie, that hasn't happened, where you have a picture and then director's not nominated, but the picture still wins. But I think it's going to happen now.
Okay, who do you like in the acting honors? Daniel Day-Lewis, is he a shoo-in for Lincoln?
Yeah, he's a shoo-in for Lincoln. I mean, he became Lincoln, just like he does any one of his characters. I think he's the shoo-in. I also think Anne Hathaway is the shoo-in for Best Supporting Actress for Les Mis. Although, and I think she deserves it. I think she was fantastic. I think it would be kind of fun to see her not win, because she would have. She's the kind of person who would have a total meltdown on air.
You are so mean.
So nasty. I think Jennifer Lawrence is going to win Best Actress for Silver Linings Playbook. That movie really raked it in all four acting categories. But I think it's going to get Best Actress Jennifer Lawrence. I think Robert De Niro, that's an interesting category, the Best Supporting Actors. You got Robert De Niro, you got Christoph Waltz, you got Tommy Lee Jones for Lincoln, you've got Philip Seymour Hoffman for The Master, and Alan Arkin for Argo,
who's very all-star.
Yeah, all of them have won Oscars in the past. I think De Niro, although not the front runner, I think he's going to get it. I think there's a lot of love starting to build up for Silver Linings Playbook, and he cries in that movie. You don't get De Niro crying a lot. So,
well, I kind of did toward the end, too, but I shouldn't admit that.
Don't admit that.
That was another movie you were spot on with your review, and I came away just blown away by Jennifer Lawrence.
She was fantastic.
She was like three different characters and ranges of emotion in that movie.
She's going to have a great career ahead of her. I mean, she already does. She's in Hunger Games. She's got a great future, but I think they're going to award her. She did such a tremendous job in that movie. Emmanuel Riva from the foreign film Amour, which is also nominated for Best Picture, she's starting to get some. There's late buzz with her because she's the oldest. I think she's the oldest nominee ever at 85, I believe. But I don't think she has enough right now. I think Jennifer Lawrence, it's hers to take.